the thing is to set it straight away and it will happen. Like, you know, that's cool. But that's sometimes why it's thing. Probably a bit more should be that good, isn't it? But you can, I delivered a couple of times.
Yeah, hi, Robbie.
Yeah?
Greg Tingle speaking, how are you?
Yeah,
it's Greg Tingle of Sydney Media Man.
Oh, Greg, how are you?
I'm good, how's the weekend go?
Oh, pretty good, actually.
Well, fantastic. I'm sort of still on one. I'm down here at downtown Maroubra Beach. It could be the weekend for you, know.
Mate, sounds good.
Mate, it's very good. I'm here with my girlfriend, Yvette. Just wanted to know, mate, are you up for a bit of a chat?
Yeah,
yeah, if that's okay.
Yeah,
oh, fantastic. All right, well, we'll get it. What I'll do now is I'll do a little bit of a formal introduction and then we'll make it happen.
Yeah,
all right, here we go. This is Greg Tingle reporting for Media Man Australia. We're speaking to Robbie from the Eros Foundation. Welcome to the program, Robbie.
Very good, mate. How
you going? Good, mate. So, Robbie, tell me all about your foundation and your aims and objectives and how everything's going in these turbulent times in the world.
Well, I guess, turbulent times in the world often mean that censorship comes under the spotlight.
Yes.
And I think we're finding that at the moment. I mean, the problem with it is it's actually displaced and, what's happening is around about 80% of official government censorship in Australia is now applied to sexual media.
Mm.
It's not applied to media on the grounds of national security or, stopping crime or anything like that. It's applied for moral reasons. And in a way, we're getting back to the situation where we were with, say, Norman Lindsay back in the 20s of Australia, which was very progressive and very
amount of censorship is necessary in this world we live in, or do you think we could do without it? There was that 8mm a couple of years ago with Nicolas Cage, and I mean, one may argue that could possibly do damage to kids, but it was only a movie. But recently, that Ken Park is in the spotlight, isn't it?
Should be for basically non-violent erotic film. Yeah. And that's where we draw the line. I mean, child pornography, bestiality, all that sort of stuff, we think should be banned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that society actually draws the line in those things because, you know, children and animals or whatever are being hurt in the making of those things.
Yeah.
And in fact, if you're making of some extreme voltage material, you know, that can happen too where people are hurt.
Mm.
And we don't agree with that, and that's where we draw the line. But anything else, we think that adults have a right to watch that.
Yes.
That's not the case in Australia at the moment, because the federal
government and
state
government, all
combined to ban basically non-violent erotica. And that's where there is a really big problem today.
And that is the main reason for that sometimes open agenda and sometimes hidden agenda. How do you explain that? What is news or what they can watch or can't watch, and I think that's one of the reasons new media and convergent media websites have taken off because people got sick and tired of hearing a one-way message from the likes of CNN or ABC or any others. They want something a little bit more independent, and they can, at least they can trust the integrity of it and know that it is in fact the truth. Murder by Media, and that got banned from Australian bookshelves as well.
Mm.
declared, and it's part of the economy that
this society is being robbed. Yes. So, who have you been your both biggest detractors and also your biggest supporters that are actively doing something and believing the message that you're getting out there?
Well, I think the supporters are clearly the biggest. They're actually up here on that nation, I'd say, that the
The close link sometimes between child sex and the church is not. It's just unfortunate, but it's the way it is, and it's a fact. So, is clearly intelligent enough to realise that. What would you say some of your main milestones have been to date, and also some of the current projects which you're working on which are proving successful?
Around the country to alert people in the capital cities X-rated videos are actually illegal. I mean, most of the time when people buy an X-rated video in Melbourne, Sydney, or Canberra, they actually enter into an illegal kind of transaction in doing that.
Foundation and what you stand for and possibly assist, what's the best way they can contact you?
Look, that's why we have our website, which is www.eros.org.au. That's the best place. That's the thing that people can subscribe to our journal. We do a quarterly cover journal, which takes you inside the tech industry in Australia. It doesn't have any exclusive images, it used to have a few, but we don't have them in there anymore, so it's basically on the coffee table at home or the work table or whatever.
Yes.
It's best to go to the PMI store, seeing our journal and reading and looking at the website. People can actually get a good idea of which way to go. Then they can join an international anti-censorship group that they want or another Australian one, or they can join Eros and get involved in the fine year. It also shows how to write letters to members of parliament and to basically
I'm actually in the process of writing an article at the moment on, sex and in particular porn gone mainstream, and we've been speaking to people like Betsy Bardot and a couple of anti-censorship people in the US and so on, so I look forward to getting your opinion on that piece. Yeah.
And, people like this, I mean, there's a lot of mainstream people like that who really enjoy sex and sexuality.
Yeah.
You know, who are starting to make these statements now. And, it's only really through these people who used to get involved that we're actually going to change the laws. There's a lot of people out there who say they vote against the issue and don't like it. But when it comes to sort of sexual material, they change their mind a bit when they go, these are the things.
Yeah. It's an involved subject and probably emotional and the like for some people out there as well. So, all right, Robbie, well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. I look forward to future contact.
Good on you, mate. Good luck with the site.
Thank you. We'll spread the word.
Good on you, mate.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.